With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. Hospital officials are reassuring the public after a, quote, minor fire incident at the Georgetown Hospital. The Health Services Authority says a small electrical fire occurred in the laboratory on Monday, but staff quickly extinguished it before it could spread. The incident was limited to a single outlet with no injuries reported and no disruption to laboratory operations. The Health Services Authority is emphasizing that, contrary to some public reports, the incident did not involve chemicals and was strictly electrical in nature. In the interest of public safety, a targeted response by the Department of Environment's Marine Unit located and removed a barracuda from the waters near Governor's Beach that had been, quote, observed to exhibit unusual behavior. This after two separate biting incidents that left two tourists injured this month. Barracudas are a natural part of Cayman's waters. While marine life encounters resulting in injury are, quote, rare, local authorities are encouraging beachgoers to remain vigilant and aware of your surroundings while enjoying the sea. The DOE's conservation officers will continue to monitor the area as a part of regular patrol. And there are only a few days left to take advantage of government summer duty waiver initiative. CIG TV's Leanna Jarvis reports.
Cabinet approved the temporary relief measure to extend the higher duty-free threshold throughout July to August to assist families with cost-of-living pressures and back-to-school expenses. Minister for District Administration and Home Affairs, the Honorable Nicholas DaCosta, says this is not for commercial importation.
So, Mr. Speaker, this government has been clear that cost-of-living relief cannot be addressed by one single measure. There is no one policy that will fix every pressure that families face. But that does not mean we should not dismiss practical measures because they're not perfect. Sometimes good government is identifying the measures that may not solve everything, but will still help. And this, Mr. Speaker, is one of these measures.
School supplies such as pencils, markers, and geometry sets are statutorily duty-free and do not count towards a passenger's allowance. Customs and Border Control officials remind all travelers to make accurate declarations as routine duty-free thresholds resume on September 1st.
The new permanent standard allowance is now $800. In regional news, marine scientists from Trinidad and Tobago recently conducted the first locally led and most comprehensive deep sea survey of the island's surrounding ocean during an expedition, with a team discovering 20 suspected new species and mapping approximately 13% of the country's marine territory. The potential new species include an octopus that was first spotted during a 2014 expedition. The scientists did not have the required data to confirm whether it was a new species back then, but can now confirm this with the data collected on this latest expedition. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Moira Alderson. The Nepal Tourism Board says nearly 400 travellers are out of contact after devastating floods swept through northern Nepal and triggered mudslides across the border in Tibet. Almost 300 of them are foreign nationals. At least 14 newborn babies have been killed in a fire at one of Pakistan's main state-run hospitals. Officials say the fire broke out on the neonatal ward of the Pakistan Institute of Medical Sciences in Islamabad. One newborn is said to have survived. China's Narcotics Control Commission has warned that a growing number of teenagers are misusing prescription drugs to deal with exam pressure. Students are buying non-regulated substances online to cope with grueling study hours, a sense of isolation, and a strict elimination system. Oil prices continue to fall as hopes rise the Strait of Hormuz could reopen. Crude oils tumbled more than 8% this week to well below $90 a barrel, as Tehran and Oman have resumed talks on how to manage traffic through the strategic waterway. Russian officials say a Ukrainian drone attack has destroyed another warehouse run by its biggest online retailer, Wildberries. The governor of Tambov region said two people were wounded in the attack that caused a massive fire at the logistics centre. The World Health Organization is calling for a six-month truce in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo to help contain the Ebola outbreak. The Africa regional director says insecurity has disrupted disease surveillance, delivery of supplies, and even forced partners to pull staff from high-risk areas. BBC News.